我们要继续讲约翰福音第七章。
We want to continue the John chapter 7.
上一次我们曾经说过，耶稣他说他的时间不方便。
And last time we talked about Jesus said his time is inconvenient.
所以当众人在上耶路撒冷的时候，他似乎没有明明的上去。
So when people went to Jerusalem, he was not following them.
他们要过祝棚节的时候，耶稣好像不愿意传扬自己。
And in the festival, Jesus does not want to spread himself.
还有一个原因，他不愿意上去。
And one more reason, he didn't want to go.
我们再看约翰福音第七章第一节怎么说的。
So let's read the John chapter 7 verse 1.
约翰福音第七章第一节说，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews were waiting for to take his life.
我们再读七章十九节。
Let's read the verse 19.
摩西岂不是传律法给你们呢？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我呢？
Has not Moses given you the law? You not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?
第二十节，众人回答说，你是被鬼附着了，谁想要杀你？
In verse 20, you are demon possessed. The crowd answered, who is trying to kill you?
第二十五节，耶路撒冷人中有的说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
In verse 25, at that point, some of the people of Jerusalem began to ask,Isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
二十六节说，你看，他还明明的讲道，他们也不向他说什么。难道官长真知道这是基督吗？
In verse 26, here he is speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really conclude that he is the Christ?
第三十节，他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
Verse 30, at this.They tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his time has not yet come.
43节、44节，于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争，其中有人要捉拿他，只是无人下手。
43, 44, thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him.
45节、46节，差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说，你们为什么没有带他来呢？差役回答说，从来没有像他这样说话的。
Finally, 45, 46, finally the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees who asked them, why didn't you bring him in? No one ever spoke the way this man does, the guards declared.
今天早晨我要说交通的信息从这里第七章第二十五节出来。
And the message you're allowed to preach today is from the verse 25.
这里说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
Here said, isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
耶稣有很多的名字在地上。
Jesus had many names on earth.
他也有很多的时候有不同的情况。
And at different times he had different situations. 但
这句话抓住我的心，当我读圣经的时候。
But this verse really captured my heart when I read the Bible.
他说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
Isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有想到耶稣的名字在这里？他们给他起了一个给他一个形容，说这是他们想要杀的人。
So here we can know Jesus has another name. That is, isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
他是被通缉被捉拿的。
Because he was after by those people.
我常常我们在讲道的时候，我们说耶稣在地上虽然还没有上十字架，他一直活在十字架的阴影底下。
So here we can see that even before Jesus was crucified, he was live under the shadow of the cross.
也许这句话太过笼统。
Maybe this word is too vague.
也许他所讲的意义太深远。
Maybe this has a too far-reaching implications.
所以当我读到七章约翰福音七章二十五节的时候，这句话忽然跳出来抓住我的心。
So when I read this verse, it really captured my heart.
我们说耶稣活在十字架底下。
So we know that Jesus lived under the cross.
他实在是活在死亡的阴影底下。
So indeed, he really lived under the shadow of death.
我们往往忽略了这一种感觉。
We always neglect this kind of feeling.
我们觉得耶稣是神的儿子，他应当没有什么难处。
We always think he is the son of God, he shouldn't have any difficulty.
任何的问题在他来讲都轻而易举能够解决。
So he can overcome all the questions or problems facing by him.
我们却忘记他为了我们的缘故成为肉身的形状。
But we forgot one thing. For our sake, he became a flesh.
他也活在人的感觉中间。
And also, he also lived in the feeling of a human being.
他也活在死亡的压力之下。
He also lived under the pressure of death.
前些日子，几次祷告聚会，我们曾经为了一位杨先生祷告。
In a couple of days ago, we have the pastor meeting, so we pray for Brother Young.
我们为他祷告，因为他检查出来骨头里面有 cancer, 有骨癌。
The reason we pray for him is he, after the exam result, he shows there is some cancer in his bone.
我们迫切地为他祷告，他再去看医生的时候。
So after we eagerly pray for him and he went to see the doctor.
竟然这些所有一些癌细胞都找不到了。
And the miraculous, they cannot observe any cancer cells in his bone.
有些人很快就说，那么恐怕从前检查错了。
And someone will have the immediate reaction. Maybe the previous result was incorrect.
这位姓杨的先生，他也是一个医生。
And this brother Young is also a doctor.
我们不说是不是检查错误的问题。
We don't want to talk about whether there is any problem with the results.
从他自己的口里面讲出他的感觉和心情。
But from his mouth, he really tell about his feeling and what he thinks.
他说我好像在世为人的样子。
And he talk about, it sounds like he just reborn again.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个死亡的阴影跟死亡本身是一样的可怕。
So we know the shadow of death is as equal scared as the death.
甚至有些人觉得那个死亡的阴影比死亡更加可怕。
And even some people think about the shadow of death is even scary than the death itself.
昨天我不晓得你们有没有看 Clarence Thomas 讲话。
I don't know whether you watched the public hearing by Clarence Thomas.
他说我宁愿有一颗枪弹这样打中我，比我这样慢慢凌迟舒服得多。
And he said that I would like one bullet shoot me and rather than this kind of long hearing process.
弟兄姊妹，你知道耶稣在地上不是一天两天在世人的监察之下。
We know that when Jesus lived on earth, it's not one or two days under the monitor by the people.
他每一天都活在这个死亡的阴影底下。
Almost every day, he lived under the shadow of death.
许多人想要杀他。
Many people want to seize him.
我刚来美国的时候，美国有一个非常流行的电视影集。
And when I came to the States, there was a very popular movie series.
电视影集 TV series 叫做《逃亡者》的 Fugitive， called Fugitive。
Okay, the title was the Fugitive。
我想 Joanna 姊妹太忙，从来没有看过这个电视影集。
I thought maybe Joanna is too busy to watch those kind of movies, TV series。
在那个影集里面，那个主角每一个故事都是他怎么逃亡，下一站继续逃亡，下一站继续逃亡。
In every single story, describe how the actors.Try to escape, and what is the next one?
所以你就知道他永远不会有一次停下来的。
So you can tell that there is nothing he can stop him.
差不多要找到开可以安身立命的地方，马上后面追的人就来了。
Once he finds some safe place, then he can find someone to pursue him close it.
这个人是没有家可归的人。
So this man is homeless.
但是比起我们的主耶稣基督，他不晓得幸运多少。
But still lucky, much luckier than Jesus Christ.
我不晓得耶稣在地上的时候怎样来经历这种痛苦。
I don't know how Jesus can experience such kind of pain.
他明明知道许多人想要杀他。
He knows that many people try to kill him.
他不愿意到犹太去游行。
So he doesn't want to go to Judea.
以后我们看见他在生命中间挣扎的时候。
And also later on we can see where he struggled in his life.
这个主题在约翰福音里面一直不断的一再出现。
And this topic keep reviewing in the book John.
在他要去看拉撒路的时候，那里又特别提到门徒们都知道犹太人想要杀他。
And when he want to visit Lazarus, and even his disciples know that the other people try to pursue him.
他在约翰福音第七章里面又给我们看见他的门徒还有众人以为他要逃亡到外国去，在那里向散住在西利尼地的犹太人传道。
So even his disciple knows that he really want to escape abroad in.
以为他要离开到希腊人的地方去。
They thought about he want to leave there, go to the Greek, and to try to hide himself.
这是三十五节所讲的，约翰福音七章三十五节。
So this is what is stated in the verse 35.
当主耶稣在祝棚节里向他们挑战说：“你们为什么想要杀我的时候？”
So when Jesus challenging them in the tabernacle, in the feast of tabernacles.
他说你们为什么想要杀我？
Why you are trying to kill me?
众人却回答说你是被鬼附了，谁想要杀你？
So people reply that you are demon possessed.
事实上所有的人在耶稣不在身边的时候，不在眼前的时候，都知道这一个人是他们想要杀的人。
So everybody knows that this is the person they try to kill.
圣经里很简单讲了一句话，没有人下手，为什么没有人下手？
And the verse indicates very clearly, no one lay a hand on him, but why?
为什么没有人下手？
Why no one lay a hand on him?
只是因为他的时间没有到而已。
Because the time has not come yet.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣知道他们想要杀他。
So Jesus knows that they try to kill him.
门徒们也知道他们想要杀他。
And disciples know so as well.
法利赛人跟这些官府勾结，正是主谋要杀他的人。
And the Pharisees, along with other people, they try to make such a kind of plan.
百姓也知道这是他们所要杀的人。
And even the common people, they know this is the person they try to kill.
弟兄姊妹们生活在这一种的感觉中间，我不晓得你我能不能支持得住。
Living in such kind of pressure, I really don't know you and I can stand.
当我们这样回想的时候，
So when we think in this way,
我们更纪念圣经上告诉我们的话。
We can more memorize those words revealed in the Bible.
为什么神容许耶稣基督一直活在这个死亡的阴影之下？
Why God allowed Jesus to live in such a shadow of death?
因为他要凡事与他的弟兄相同。
Because he want to give him the equal treatment as the others.
弟兄姊妹们，在你生活中间，你觉得重担吗？
So, dear brother and sister, in your life, do you feel the burden of the living?
你觉得你的压力吗？
Do you feel the pressure on you?
你觉得痛苦吗？
Do you feel pain?
你觉得孤单吗？
Do you feel lonely?
你觉得前途不知道怎么办好吗？
Do you know you really don't know what is your future?
你要思想耶稣。
So you have to think about Jesus.
因为这一位耶稣，他的确能经历你的痛苦。
Because Jesus actually can experience your pain.
他也能了解你的为难。
And also he can understand your difficulty.
他是你的朋友。
He is your friend.
他要担当你的难处。
He tried to carry your burden.
上个礼拜天我去教孩子们，教儿童。
Last Sunday, I was teaching the children's school.
我去那里，我怕孩子们不认识我。
So when I went there, I worry whether the kids can recognize me.
所以我头一个问题说：“你们知道我是谁吗？”
So my first question was, "Do you know who I am?"
我的女儿第一回说：“你是爸爸。”
And my daughter first respond, "Yes, you are dad."
这只有她一个人能回答这个问题啊。
It's only her, only she can answer in this way.
其他人各个回答不同。
So everybody respond a different way.
有些人说你是牧师。
Someone say you are pastor.
有些人说你是分堂的。
Someone say you are candy man.
有一个孩子说我知道你是朋友。
And one kid respond like I know you are friend.
你是我阿姨的朋友。
You are the friend of my auntie.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看，事实上来讲，耶稣他又是我们的父亲。
So indeed, Jesus is our father.
他也是我们的朋友。
And also our friend.
他是我们的牧者。
Is our shepherd.
他是我们的教师。
Is our teacher.
他也是我们的赏赐者。
And also the rewarder.
他是一切的一切。
He is everything of everything.
他凡事与他的弟兄相同。
And everything he is treated with the same with others.
道成肉身的目的就是要进入我们的生活。
The purpose he became into flesh is want to enter our life.
经历我们一切的苦痛。
To experience all our sufferings.
好与我们同情。
And so he can live with us.
Sympathize.
Or he can sympathize us.
他能够用他的爱来充满我们。
And he can fill us with his love.
我们再想一想，为什么耶稣会成为他们想要杀的人？
Let's also think about why Jesus are the men they try to kill.
主耶稣问他们一个问题。
Jesus asked them a question.
他说，你们为什么想要杀我？
Why are you trying to kill me?
在这个问题之前，他给他们一个暗示。
Before the question, he gave them a hint.
他说，摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？
And does Moses give the law to you?
你们却没有一个人守律法。
But you, none of you has keep the laws.
为什么你们想要杀我？
Why are you trying to kill me?
弟兄姊妹，你把这几句话加在一起，你会觉得非常吃惊。
If you combine all these words, it really will surprise you.
因为如果耶稣问的问题，你们为什么杀我，他们可能会讲出许多的理由。
So if Jesus asked this question, they may give a different reasons.
但是他把律法放在一起的时候，却是在提醒他们杀人是犯律法的。
But when Jesus added the words law, remind them killing people is violate the law.
主耶稣知道他们为什么想要杀他。
Jesus definitely know why they want to kill him.
因为他在安息日曾经给人治病。
Because he healed a person on Sabbath.
犹太人在安息日是讲究安息的。
So we know that the Jews, won't do anything on Sabbath.
我的岳母以前住的地方，她以前住在 Atlanta 那里有一个隔壁邻居是个犹太的老太太。
And my mother-in-law used to live in Atlanta, and one neighbor is a Jewish woman.
每一个礼拜五从下山以后到礼拜六就不能够做任何的事情，因为那是安息日。
Every week after the sunset on Fridays until the next day, and nothing can be done because it is a Sabbath.
他们也不能生火煮饭。
And they cannot even cook.
所以礼拜五晚上到礼拜六吃冷的。
So from the Friday evening till the Saturday, they eat almost eat food with cold.
他们是这样严格遵守犹太的安息的律法。
So they seriously try to keep the law.
但是主说他在安息日治病。
However, Jesus said that he healed people on Sabbath.
这件事情触犯了他们。
This action really offended the Jews.
你知道，律法和律法中间就有不同的条文会产生矛盾。
So we know there is a conflict among the laws.
律法里面又规定说，每一个生下来的男孩到第八天都要受割礼。
And also there is a rules in the law that is.All the boys has to be circumcised on the eighth day.
没有人能够保证说孩子不会安息日生下来。
No one can guarantee the boy or the baby will not be born on Sabbath.
所以下一个安息日他就应当受割礼。
So in other words, the following Sabbath he should be circumcised.
犹太人在这样两个不同的条文里面就决定说安息日给人行割礼是可以的。
So under these kind of circumstances, the Jew allowed the circumcision performed on Sabbath.
主耶稣说，我在安息日叫他得到释放，叫他得到医治，你们的律法定罪吗？
So Jesus asked them, if I heal the people on Sabbath, will you consider this is a violation?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里两个冲突。
So here we can see the conflict.
一方面是要守住律法外貌的完全。
One hand, you have to keep the intact of the law.
一方面是要叫那些真正要神的人得着在生命中间、在律法中间的自由。
And on the other hand, you really want those people want to get the law, they can get receive the true freedom on Sabbath.
我想保罗一定是读耶稣基督的生平、读四福音书读得很透彻。
I believe Paul really read those four Gospels very clear.
所以他能够很清楚地在加拉太书里面讲，他说我们在基督的中间是有自由的。
So clearly in the book of
Galatians,
and it indicate that
we have freedom in Christ.
We have freedom in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们在四福音书里面给我们看见这样的榜样。
So in these four books, it really set an example for us.
犹太人几千年来没有听过这个道。
For 1,000 years, Jews have never heard such kind of teaching.
因为他们一直是守律法，守律法，继续守律法，更多的律法。
Because they keep keeping the laws and more laws.
他们守律法相当的辛苦啊。
It's very, very hard for them to keep the law.
今天我们信主的人不是守律法，却是在基督里有自由。
So today, we Christians are not trying to keep the laws. We want to receive the freedom in Christ.
因为基督要把在他里面一切的丰盛恩典都赐给我们。
Because Jesus wants to give all the richness in him to us.
你担重担，你就不自由。
If you bear the burden, then you won't get the freedom.
你有压力，你就不自由。
If you had a pressure, that means you have no freedom.
你有许多心事，你就不自由。
The same thing, if you have something hard in your mind.
你有许多的罪捆绑，你就不自由。
If you are bounded by the sin, you are not free. You are not free.
你有偶像的权势，你就不自由。
If you are authorized by all these idols, so you are not free.
如果你有疾病，你就不自由。
If you have the sickness, then that means you are not free.
Hallelujah! 赞美耶稣，他要释放我们，叫我们得的自由。
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Jesus wants to give to release us.
基督若叫你们自由，神的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
If Jesus the Son of God want to allow us to have freedom, that means we will receive the true freedom.
昨天下午我们去邓姊妹、邓弟兄家里去除偶像。
Yesterday we went to brother and sister Dan's house to abolish the idol.
今天邓弟兄、邓姊妹在我们中间，他来聚会。
And today brother and sister Dan is among us.
我相信这个信息正是为他们预备的。
So I believe this message is really prepared for them.
也是为我们每一个人预备的。
And also prepared for all of us.
就是耶稣基督能够叫我们脱离一切的捆绑。
That is, Jesus can allow us to get away from all this bondage.
因为耶稣基督从天上来的教训，叫我们明白，不是随人的传统。
Because all these teachings are from heaven, it's not from man's tradition.
当主耶稣在祝棚节在耶路撒冷教训人的时候。
So when Jesus gave the teaching on the Feast of Tabernacles,
他们众人觉得稀奇啊。
So they feel amazed.
这个人没有读过，他怎么能知道书呢？
This one has not studied, but how can he know that?
因为你知道耶稣他是照人看是木匠的儿子，他的工作是木匠。
Because from human beings' eyes, he is the son of a carpenter, and he is a carpenter himself.
他不是文士，他也不是祭司，他更不是教师，更不是坐在圣殿里面那些伟大的那些领袖。
Because we know that he's not a priest, he's not a teacher, he's not even the important people sitting in the temple.
但是他和他们的教训不同。
And however, his teaching is different from those other people.
你知道耶稣说的话很有意思啊。
So we know Jesus' words really have lots of meaning.
他说我的教训不是我自己的。
My teaching is not my own.
哎，他的教训不是他自己的。
His teaching is not on his own.
那么是哪里来的？是谁的呢？
Then where is that from?
他说那是差我来者的那一位的。
That is from the one who sent me here.
那么弟兄姊妹，你立刻看见耶稣他一方面是这样的谦卑，守住自己的身份。
So one side we can see, Jesus is so humble to keep himself.
他说我所讲的不是我的，有人教我的。
So all I am teaching now is not from myself.
另外一方面我们也看见耶稣的目的是要叫人看见天上的事情从神那里才来的。
So on the other hand, he really wants to let us know those teachings are from heaven.
有些人他有成见。
Someone really had a prejudice.
就不能接受这样的话。
So they cannot accept such kind of words.
那些没有成见的人，比如说像尼哥底母。
So those people has no prejudice like Nicodemo.
尼哥底母在约翰福音第三章里面就说：“夫子，我们相信你是从神那里来做师傅的。”
And in the chapter 3, we know that Nicodemo say that, "Teacher, we know you are from God."
你看，一个没有成见的人能够接受耶稣的教训。
So we can see that a person without prejudice can accept the teaching from Jesus.
一个人若是充满了成见，他就不能接受耶稣的教训。
And one who full of the prejudice, he cannot accept such kind of teaching.
主耶稣不是跟他们辩论。
So Jesus is not arguing or debating with them.
他是指明那条道路。
He's pointed out the way.
他说我所说的不是我自己的。那个差我来者的。
He said that all my teaching is not from my own; it is from the one who sent me here.
约翰福音第三章里面就说，从天上来的他就说天上的话，从万有之上来的他就说天上的话。
And from the chapter 3, we know that the verse says that whoever is from heaven speak the the heaven language, whoever is from the above and from the language of the above.
耶稣所说的话充满了启示，跟一般我们所说宗教的观念都不一样。
So Jesus' words actually full of inspiration, which is different totally from all these things speaking from others.
我们借着他能够闻到天上新鲜的空气。
So through his words, we really can smell the freshness from the heaven.
真的，弟兄姊妹们，耶稣是要叫我们自由。
Indeed, Jesus really wants to give us a freedom.
当我们祷告，当我们读经的时候，不是把许许多多的道理读到我们的头脑里去，而加重我们各样的压力。
And actually, when we pray and reading the Bible, it's not to add all this pressure and the knowledge to us.
不是叫我们有一个圣洁的重担。
It's not to give us the holy burden.
因为好像我们做了基督徒，我们要求圣洁，痛苦到一个地步，我们没有力量遵守。
So just like if we are the Christian, we have to be holy, and this kind of holiness pressure really gives us a burden to the suffering.
耶稣告诉我们说，要我们认识他的教训，要知道那是出于神，所以我们就能够神跟神有生命的连结。
So Jesus gave us a teaching that is from the heaven, and so with this kind of linkage, we can have the fellowship with the Father in the heaven.
神主耶稣在这里讲的话真是奇妙。
So it is a wonderful saying from the Jesus.
我心里很盼望知道他在杜鹏杰教训了多少多少宝贵的话。
I really curious about how much teachings Jesus did on the Feast of Tabernacles.
也许下个礼拜，下一次我们再讲这个题目。
Maybe next time I will continue this topic.
但是在这里，我们重点集中在这里，我们看见。
However, the focus on here is
那些能够接受他话语的人，就以为他是从神来的。
Whoever can accept his words, know he's from the Lord.
那些不接受他话语的人，用污蔑的话说他是被鬼附的。
And those who does not accept his words and condemn him is demon possessed.
主耶稣的话那么清楚。
So Jesus' words is so clear.
他说我不是求自己的荣耀。
I'm not for my own honor.
求那个差我来者的荣耀。
I want to glorify who sent me here.
你们如果真的是认识神，真的是遵着神的旨意的，就知道这个教训是从哪里来的。
If you really did the God's will, then you know where is this teaching from.
今天我们在那个客观的立场上面看。
Today, on a very objective standpoint,
我们看见他的话语充满了启示。
So we know his words is full of inspiration.
但是犹太人却不能够接受。
However, the Jews cannot accept it.
奇怪，摩西也是从神那里得到启示。
It's very strange since Moses also got inspirations from the Lord.
他们接受了摩西的启示，把它当作律法来遵守。
They accept Moses' inspiration and treat it like a law.
他们对耶稣却是完全的拒绝。
However, they totally deny Jesus.
上一次我们讲过，耶稣和主耶稣把自己和摩西相比。
Because last time we talked about Jesus compare himself with Moses.
所以我们比较懂得这当中的关键。
So now we can know the key points between this.
主耶稣也提醒他们说，摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？
And also Jesus remind them, does Moses give you the law?
没有想到这些话并不能叫一个有成见的人重新思想。
However, those words cannot persuade a man of prejudice to rethink.
所以他们的谈论没有结果。
So their discussion has no results.
主耶稣在这里说，你们想要杀我，为什么？
So Jesus says here, why are you trying to kill me?
这些人却没有一点点可理喻的情形。
So those people does not think about.
我们看见耶稣给人自由。
So we can see that Jesus give the freedom to people.
他在安息日治病叫人好了。
He healed people on Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹们，我们生命中间充满各种压力。
We have different pressures and burdens in our daily life.
但是我们可以去到耶，却可以到耶稣面前求他做我们的帮助。
However, we can go to Jesus to ask him to be our help.
不管你的难处是什么。
No matter what is your problem.
一个人得到祷告的权柄，他的祷告进入耶稣的心中。
Once you got the authority to pray, then this prayer can go enter into your heart.
一切重担都要脱落。
So all the burden, all the trouble will be released.
一切捆绑都要脱落。
All the bondage will be released.
每一次我听见弟兄姊妹做见证，我心里就说：“阿门！”又一个人
得到神的释放和自由。
Every time when I heard the testimony from brother and sister, I really feel amen because another person get released.
一次又一次，耶稣证明他是何等的可靠。
Over and over again, Jesus himself testified how reliable he is.
你也许以为你的压力是天大。
Maybe you feel your burden is immense.
我也承认说你的压力比我大得多。
And also maybe I recognize your burden is heavier than mine.
但是耶稣能背负你的重担。
But Jesus can really carry your burden.
早晨来到这里聚会的时候，我听见一首诗歌。
So when I came here this morning, I heard a hymn.
这首诗歌叫做《唯有耶稣牧我心灵》，Jesus thrills my soul. All that, 唯有耶稣 ，Jesus thrills my soul.
The hymn is Jesus thrills my soul.
也许我们待会唱一唱。
So maybe we can sing this hymn later.
非常的甜美。
It's very sweet.
弟兄姊妹，你知道多少的人经历耶稣基督是他的释放者，是叫他自由的。
We know many people have such experience. Jesus is released them.
他是我们的拯救者，他是我们叫我们得自由的。
He is our Savior. He gave us the freedom.
当我们全心归向他的时候，当我们全心依靠他的时候，他叫我们得自由。
So when we can make a fully devoted to Him, He will give us the complete freedom.
今天邓弟兄、邓姊妹在这里，我相信我们弟兄姊妹会 为他们祷告。
Today, brother and sister Tim are here. I believe you all were praying for them.
昨天在那里，范姊妹告诉他说：“现在开始，不需要、不需要、不需要拜任何的偶像。”
And sister Fan was there and telling them that from now on, you don't have to worship.Any idols.
你也不用把耶稣当作偶像来敬拜。
And also, you don't have to treat Jesus like another idol.
你不用在他的面前在那里跪拜，不用，不用，不用。
You don't have to actually kneel down before him.
你不用在那里烧香，不用，不用，不用。
You don't have to burn the sand.
因为他教导我们用心，用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Because he teaches us to use our heart, our spirit, and soul to worship him.
叫我们用诚实来敬拜他。
And with the truth.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督在我们心里的时候
So when we receive Jesus in our heart
一切重担全脱落
All the burden are released
一切难处都脱落
All the difficulty are released
我相信主也会叫邓姊妹的身体得到健壮
And I believe Jesus will also strengthen the sister Tan's health condition
耶稣真是奇妙
Jesus is so wonderful
这样的人他们竟然想要杀他
And such a kind of person, even the man they try to kill.
我们今天来看，实在不能明白。
So today, if we think about it, we feel this is a puzzle.
可是这里面是当时我们知道是政治的因素多过任何的因素。
We know at the time it is more political reasons than others.
我们如果不懂什么叫政治的因素，这两天这些所有媒体也教我们上了一课，什么叫政治的压力。
If we really don't know what is the political factors, and these 2 days, media really teach us about this kind of lesson.
有时候，我们实在是难以明白，不在我们生活范围中间紧急发生的情形所给我们带来的影响。
Sometimes we really can see the effect of those kind of emergency in our life.
我们本来不是很热心参与政治的。
We may be not really active in getting involved in these political things.
但这两天听听 Clarence Thomas 讲的话，我实在想想，治理一个国家真不容易。
And after these 2 days, listen to the Clarence Thomas public hearing. I really think it's very difficult to govern a country.
耶稣是神国的君王。
Jesus is the king. Is the king of the God's kingdom.
他怎么治理他的国度？我不明白。
How can he govern his kingdom? I don't understand.
但是我知道圣灵在每个人心里做工。
However, I know that the Holy Spirit really works on everybody's heart.
要叫我们跟随耶稣。
Ask us to follow him.
要叫我们爱耶稣。
To love Jesus.
这一个人是他们想要杀的人。
This is the man they try to kill.
因为这里有地上的权势和天上权势的征战。
Because here there is a struggle between the earth. The power and also the power from the heaven.
当我们信主以后，我们知道为什么他们想要杀耶稣。
So after we believe in Jesus, we know why they want to kill him.
不仅仅是因为他在安息日治病。
Not only because he healed people on Sabbath.
不仅仅是因为他把天上的信息带到地上。
Not only because he gave the message from the heaven to earth.
不仅仅他叫人得了自由，得了释放。
Not because he gave the freedom to and the release to the human being.
这是两个国度的征战呢。
This is a struggle between two kingdoms.
撒旦要把人留在黑暗的国度里。
Satan actually want to keep us in darkness.
耶稣要救我们出黑暗入光明。
But Jesus want to save us to be out of the darkness and into the to the light.
这个征战虽然我们不能完全的明白，但是我们能够略略的参与。
Even though we cannot completely understand this struggle, however, we can participate a little bit.
因为在我们身上就有两个国度的征战。
Because in everybody's body there is two kingdoms.
刚才我们弟兄讲的话很有意思，我不晓得他为什么这样讲。
So our brother is saying very interesting comments. I don't know why he says so.
我们走在光明和黑暗中间。
We really walk between the darkness and brightness.
在我们生命中间，神的光要照亮。
In our life, the God wants to shed His light on us.
但是撒旦要我们回到暗中。
However, the Satan wants us to return to the darkness.
他如果能够把耶稣杀了，全世界就在黑暗里面。
If he can kill Jesus, maybe the whole world will be in the darkness.
这是所以他们想要杀耶稣的原因。
This is the reason why they want to kill Jesus.
因为背后的征战太大。
Because the struggle behind is so big.
可是我们看见神特别的保守。
However, we can see God's try to keep us.
虽然这样的情形，耶稣也知道。
Under such kind of circumstances, and Jesus know that.
他们想要捉拿他。
They try to seize him.
却没有人下手。
But no one laid a hand on him.
因为他的时候还没有到。
Because his time has not come yet.
耶稣在地上的时候有一定神的计划。
And because when Jesus on earth, God already had a plan.
或者我们可以这样说，主耶稣到底没有躲避十字架带给他的痛苦。
And also, maybe we can think in the other way. Jesus does not escape the pain from the crucified.
有一天，他为世人的罪。的确被钉在十字架上。
And one day he did crucify because the human being's sin.
有一天他为我们流血，为我们舍命。
One day he gave his life and bleeding for us.
有一天他被人丢在坟墓里面。
One day he was thrown into the tomb.
但是感谢神，有一天他复活了。
But praise the Lord, he resurrected.
每一件事情发生在他的身上，都是按着神的时候。
Every single event occurred on him is according to God's plan.
他的时候还没有到的时候，没有人能够把他交在官府的手里。
When his time has not come yet, no one can give Jesus to the hand of the other people.
等到时候到了，耶稣也没有逃避。
And when the time comes, and Jesus did not escape.
所以我们读到圣经里面，每一次读到说他的时候没有到，我们只知道这是指着他上十字架的时候。
So every time when we read the verse in the Bible, like his time has not come yet, we know this point to his crucifixion.
从前我们说过，耶稣在每年逾越节的时候都有可能被交在人的手里，因为他是逾越节要宰杀的羔羊。
Because before we know that whenever the Passover, the feast of Passover, and then it's a possibility he will be handed to other people because he's the Lamb of Passover.
耶稣三次在地上过逾越节。
There are three times Jesus lived the Passover on earth.
或者更准确说，他传道有三次过了逾越节。
Or more accurately, we can say that during his preaching time, and he has three Passover.
每一次，我相信耶稣在里面都仔细的祷告。父啊，是不是这个时候？父啊，是不是这个时候
？Every time and when the Passover is near, maybe he pray very seriously. Is this a time?
这也许就是为什么在那一个逾越节的时候，主耶稣在客西马尼园里面祷告，特别被我们记载下来。
So that is the reason why when Jesus prayed in
Gethsemane,
and particular just stated in the Bible.
在那里，主耶稣一再的祷告父神，时候将到，时候将到，时候已经到了。
And at the time, Jesus really prayed to the Lord. The time is near.
Time is now.
The time is now.
若是可行，求你把这杯离开我，求你叫这杯离开我。
If you allow, please let me not to drink this cup.
但是不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
But don't according to my willingness, but according to yours, your will.
当耶稣祷告清楚之后，他再没有疑惑，起来对门徒说：“起来，我们走吧。”
So after his prayer, he was so clear about what is God's want to do. So he just stand up and talk to his disciple. Let's walk.
Let's go.
Let's go.
这样他才上十字架。
So that is the way he was crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一个是他们想要杀的人。
And we know this is the man they want to kill.
有一天他们的确把他杀了。
And one day they did kill him.
但是在没有到那一天之前，耶稣所传的信息却充满天上来的能力。
But before that day, and we know that Jesus preached was full of the power from the heaven.
在他们没有杀他之前，他却带着天上的圣洁、天上的智慧、天上的荣耀，在人间行走。
Before they kill him, and he was walking among us with the knowledge and with the ability from the heaven.
有一天，他要被交在人的手里。
One day he will be handed to people.
有一天，这天已经来过了。
And actually, this day has come already.
今天耶稣在圣灵的里面，今天耶稣已经复活了。
So in the Holy Spirit, he already revived.
圣经里说他既然死过一次，就不能再死，死亡不能再拘禁他。
Since he already resurrected, so the death cannot bound him.
Hallelujah, 赞美神。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这一位从前在肉身中间，在软弱里面，尚且能帮助人的耶稣。
And Jesus, even when he was in the flesh and so weak, he still can help people.
今天在圣灵里面，他是刚强的，是有大能的，更要来帮助我们一切的软弱。
So today in the Holy Spirit, he is strong and he is powerful, so he can help us even more.
弟兄姊妹们，你不是觉得软弱吗？
So dear brother, do you feel weak?
你不是觉得许多压力重担吗？
Do you feel the burden on your shoulder?
你不是觉得生命难忍受吗？
Do you feel you cannot stand the light?
你不是觉得前面没有光明，没有盼望吗？
And don't you feel there is no hope in front of you?
让我告诉你，耶稣知道你的感觉。
Let me tell you, Jesus truly know your feeling.
你不是被疾病缠绕吗？
And are you bothered by those long-term illness?
让我告诉你，耶稣已经胜过死亡。
Let me tell you, Jesus has overcome the death already.
他活在死荫的底下，却一直的侍奉神，一直的为着神做见证。
He served the Lord, he do the testimony, even he lived under the shadow of the death.
你来投靠他。
So you can submit yourself to him.
你能够经历他的大能。
You can experience his power.
今天耶稣已经复活。
Today Jesus is resurrected already.
感谢主，在地上的时候，神给他的时间，到了时间，他上十字架。
So praise the Lord, he really followed God's will and went to the cross.
今天从死里复活。做世人的救主。
He resurrected and be the savior of us.
他仍然一样的爱我们。
He loves us the same.
他满知道我们的痛苦。
He knows deeply about our pain.
他等候你到他的面前来。
He's waiting for you to come to him.
他要解决你一切难处。
He wants to solve all your problems.
他是荣耀得胜的耶稣。
He is Jesus with the glory.
他已经在复活里面。
He already in the resurrection.
他永远掌权。
He will have the power.
他要做王，一直到永远。
And he will be king to eternity.